Hey there, this is Heather McAllister, a health coach for women in midlife. I went from feeling fat and tired at 40 to living my best life ever 9 years later. I now feel better than ever in my body and in my clothes. I feel a renewed sense of purpose and energy, and I'm here to share that with you. It was not an easy path. I had a lot of missteps along the way. But all those missteps have made it easier to help women facing the same struggles. So I created the Get Better with Heather podcast to give you simple and effective strategies to do the same thing. So if you're a woman in midlife and you're struggling to feel good in your body, to take off extra weight without obsessing over food, to get motivated and get moving, then this podcast is for you. Hit the subscribe button to stay up to date, and let's get started. Hello, my friends. So today I'm going to talk about how to navigate vacations. And the reason being, I was away last week with my daughter. We were doing the college tour route. And the entire time I was thinking, how can I stay on my plan? Because in the past, I've really gone on vacation and completely threw out everything that I normally do out the window. And this time I was being much more intentional and also accommodating being with my daughter, the reality of traveling, without being constrained necessarily to following my eating plan. So currently, just to share a little bit about what my eating plan is, I typically do not eat first thing in the morning. I try to extend my fast from the night before till a few hours into the morning. So I really have shortened my eating window a little bit. And I'm not generally hungry anymore in the morning, which is a good thing. And I typically eat when I'm hungry, except at dinner time. I eat generally when everybody else is eating, which is a good time to eat because I try to stop eating 3 hours or so before bedtime, which is really, really important because if you're eating too close to bedtime, it does disrupt your sleep and all kinds of other things. So I've shortened my eating window. I have cut gluten, most dairy, all dairy actually, out of my diet, and have really stuck with my principles of eating and how I eat with, you know, my fiber, fat, and protein ratios that work for me. And on vacation, you know, we're walking through the airport, and of course we leave on a, what day did we leave on? We left on a Monday morning, got up early, left totally good, didn't need to eat breakfast, all of that, get to the airport. And by the time I'm in the airport, I'm like, I know I'm going to need food because it's, you know, early in the morning, breakfast time, and we're going to be landing sometime after lunchtime. So the best choice at the airport was a smoothie with protein. So I figured at least I'm getting, you know, my protein in, which was whey protein, not my ideal protein right now, but again, just trying to accommodate what's the best scenario here because all of the airport food is really, really bad. And I did pack a few snacks like nuts and things like that to kind of get me by an emergency, like I really need to eat type of situation, which is rare, but I like to have that on me. So that held me over until we landed, and we landed in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we spent a good half hour just figuring out what does my daughter want to eat and what can I eat. And I ended up, best case scenario for me, because again, I'm not driving 30 miles out of the way to find my ideal food, was a Subway salad, which was okay. You know, it wasn't a bad thing necessarily. But overall, my entire week, without getting into all the details, it was really difficult to find food that worked for me in those quick situations. So At night, it wasn't too bad because I would pick a restaurant that had decent food, not fast food. But most of the food that you're getting for breakfast, unless again you're going to a restaurant where you can really like order exactly what you want, it's very, very difficult. And one of the things that I had to really learn on this trip, with this new lens of being more mindful of what I'm eating when I'm eating, and also just allowing myself to be. And again, I'm accommodating. It's a little easier at home to accommodate everybody's choices, whether it's my son or my daughter, and then I grocery shop for the things that I eat that are different. But this trip was about my daughter and the whole college tour, and so, breakfast was Starbucks. And the best case scenario for me was their little egg bites, which, I was really, my biggest thing was trying to stay away from gluten and breads and things like that. Obviously, anything really sugary. And so my eating was over the week less than optimal because I was eating on someone else's schedule, which is the reality of a lot of people's lives. Like, we don't necessarily get to pick and choose when we eat unless you work from home all the time, unless you're vacationing by yourself, in which case you can really dictate where you're eating, or if you're with somebody who's following an eating plan similar to yours. Not so easy with a teenager because, she doesn't need to be gluten-free and we don't need to go completely out of our way, which was not the reality of our situation, right? We're getting up in the morning, getting ready. The hotel, and actually one of the places that we stayed, had breakfast served, which was kind of gross. We tried it one morning and then after that I was like, okay, nope, not doing that again. But, so there's a few factors to think about. One was I wasn't on my time schedule. Number two, couldn't always have access to ideal foods for me, but I am going to give you some ideas in hindsight, or just to pre-plan your vacations to help out. And then also just a mindset shift. So, number one, it's going to be what it's going to be on vacation. And being aware is helpful. So, I didn't give myself sort of that mentality of, oh, just, do whatever you want kind of thing. I did try at least at meal time, dinner time, to have, a piece of protein, my vegetables, and a healthy carb. Most of the time, that's what I did. Did indulge a little bit in a few things. But for overall, my dinners were pretty good. Breakfast was hard, but again, we're working on somebody else's schedule. We had tours lined up, we were traveling. A little pre-planning maybe could have helped, but we were in places that we were moving from place to place. So it wasn't as if I had time to really scope out one area or go to the grocery store and, stock my fridge, which would have been really helpful, at least for breakfast, because I do think that you could, kind of pack up your fridge with some healthy things if you hit the grocery store. And that would have been one of my tactics if I had been in one place longer than a day or two, which we weren't. We were moving from one place to the other, so it made it a little trickier. I did make sure to always have water for hydration, and some healthy snacks. Like, I would just make sure I had some kind of a trail mix minus the raisins and all of the sugary things. So I did try to minimize my sugar intake for the most part over the week. I was not able to totally go gluten or dairy free, which is kind of discouraging because there are some people that really just can't have those things. So if you are someone who really, I choose not to have gluten, it does affect me in certain ways. So it's not ideal for me, but it's not a life-threatening issue if I have it. Dairy, I tolerate it. I'm not having any GI upset or anything like that, but I know that it affects me in a negative way. just with how my body feels and all of that. So I try to stay away from those things. And those things were really difficult for me to completely stay away from because I wanted to have coffee in the morning. And most places have god-awful creamer or milk. And milk will win over the god-awful artificial creamer any day. It's filled with sugar and other garbage. So I think my overall lesson in this sort of intentional awareness over this past week was, number one, pre-plan when you can. Number two, kind of just go with it. You know, it wasn't perfect. I was eating what I wouldn't normally eat just because I had to, kind of thing, and that's okay. And then number three would be to, you know, pick a meal where you have the most control and really make sure that that meal is good. Stocking a fridge would have been a really great idea to have ahead of time. I did have some kind of granola bars, gluten-free granola bars that were available in a pinch. I don't really love those for breakfast. I would prefer a protein over those, even though they're low in sugar, they're still kind of a high sugar impact. So I try to stay away from that at breakfast. So that was my overall impression of kind of getting through vacation and trying to stick with something. Now, having said that, my body is reactive to any kind of high carb sugary foods, right? So the flours, things that have added sugar in it, which I had more of than I normally do. And I will say, coming home now, I can tell that I am more hungry than normal. And it's not because I need to eat. It's because my body is sort of craving that sugar and the high carb foods. I just have a problem with it. I do much better when I completely eliminate it or have really, really slow carbs. Like, I have to be really careful about what I eat my carbs with and when. So knowing that about myself right now, I'm like, okay, so I'm not really hungry. My body's kind of craving things and it's telling me that I'm hungry. So lesson learned on that is there may be an adjustment period when you do come back. So if you are a little bit off what is normally working for you, it'll be really easy to get back into your old routines and fall off. And some of that is just physiological. So keep that in mind when you come back. So a week of a vacation and not great eating is not going to derail all of your efforts. It doesn't have to. But realizing when you come back, it might take a little more effort to get back to feeling good on your normal routine. You may, if you're like me, have this physical addiction to the carbs and the sweets and all of that. Plus, we had Easter yesterday, so I had, you know, more treats and things like that than I would normally. So today is going to be a little more uncomfortable for me because my body's telling me that I need things that I really don't. And that, I think, is the difference, because today's sort of like, okay, back to normal. It may be a little uncomfortable this week. So be it. That's the way it is. I would like to get back to better sleeping this week, kind of catch up. I was doing a lot of driving and my sleep was a little disrupted on vacation, which isn't typical. Normally on vacation, I sleep really well. But it was a little stressful. I was doing a lot of driving. It was overall an awesome week, but just knowing what's going on in your body, what's your stress level like, you know, how are the foods that you're eating affecting you? Because we're not always aware that, you know, that hunger that I'm feeling isn't true hunger. It's, you know, this maladaptive mechanism in my brain that's saying I need it, and I really don't. I know I don't. I was, you know, I haven't exercised much over the past week other than walking. So I know I'm not in, you know, a period of fat loss right now. So that hunger truly is just my body craving foods that it likes to crave. And that's the thing that for me is really, really impactful in knowing. So it's that body awareness, and then it's also that mindfulness of being okay for having maybe been less than perfect. And then just getting back to, you know, the normal routine. This is just the way life is. There's no drama about it. I don't feel deprived. I don't need to eat that stuff all the time, honestly. And it's totally fine. I know in a few days I'll be back to my normal self. I may even do a couple of days of like a little detox, because I feel so good when I do that and lighter, and it gets rid of all my cravings. So anyway, wanted to give that update to you, and let me know how this affects you. Do you have a hard time when you go on vacation? Are you wondering how to plan for it? You know, and what are some of the things that you can do ahead of time to stay somewhat on track, so you're not giving yourself a complete, you know, go off and just overindulge, but be sort of practical about what a vacation is, what you're going to allow yourself. Don't feel guilty about it. And it doesn't mean that if you go off a little bit that you can't get back to your normal routine when you get home, but there may be an adjustment period. But just be aware of it, because your brain's going to be like, oh, I need all those carbs, so I just need to keep eating them. No, you don't. You don't need to keep, you know, your body eating all of those sugars and carbs and things like that that maybe you indulged in a little bit on vacation. So anyway, this was just a quick check-in vacation update. Part 2 of Hunger and Cravings is coming up. Stay tuned. I am so excited to announce that I will be rolling out the Better Body Formula, which is an online health coaching program to help my lady friends like me in midlife struggling to lose weight and feel good in their bodies. It is a step-by-step approach with coaching as part of the program, and something that you can do at your own pace. So you could say goodbye to dieting and finally have an easy to follow formula, a formula that has taken years for me to develop, because yes, I was the guinea pig. I was the one going through all of these ups and downs and making all of these mistakes. But I've packaged all of those mistakes and all of the things that I've learned from my 2 certifications in health coaching, from all my knowledge about the human body, about the human brain, and about the life of a woman in midlife, a busy mom, a career woman, and how to implement the best program to finally take charge of your body, enhance energy, and learn how to listen to your body so that you're not having to go to experts and you're not having to go to books and people telling you, you know, totally different things. This is one program where you get to decide what is the best method for you and learn how to identify your unique roadblocks, the things that get in your way. I spent a lot of time self-sabotaging my weight loss efforts, and some of those were limiting beliefs that I had, and other reasons were totally physiological things that I didn't understand. If you want to get on the wait list, go ahead and click the link that's in the show notes. It is going to be an awesome program, self-paced. Like I said, it's going to have some coaching component to it, so I will be helping you throughout the way and helping you create awesome confidence that impacts your life in every way. To get on the wait list for the Better Body Formula, go to land.getbetterwithheather.com/betterbody. This is the wait list that I will use to send out email updates so that you are the first to know about this program when it becomes available. And I guarantee that there are going to be some awesome bonuses to the first few members of this program. So go ahead, sign up.
All you have to do is put your email address in, and I will send you those updates.